Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
But man, we are talking about the Mets and Braves, and we're going to continue that conversation. As I said, if you see things differently, this is like a must-win situation. And if we don't, you're going to say, well, what about the next series? It's must-win as well.
Right.
Well,
they all are.
Well, Dukes, what about the next one? Well, that one's must-win as well.
Yep.
This is where we are in the season where if you lose this series, okay, do you bounce back and gain some ground against the Marlins? Okay, maybe, maybe not. Well, then you got the Phillies. It's just the fact that these are division games, which means, guys, for those of you who don't understand or don't keep up with this stuff, it's not a half game. It's a full game. So you lose tonight. It's right. Not a half game that you can make up. You're losing a full game. And sometimes when you are 16, 17, 18 games out, as we've been discussing, we're not there right now. We're only 13. But it could easily be that. Heading into the weekend, we could be looking at that. So I just want guys to step up and play up to their potential. And listen, the Braves know this. These guys are on their way to the ballpark right now. This is no secret. We know some of you guys are listening. We just need you to play up to your potential and give us everything you got. And then, Mike, we'll look up and let's see where we're at the end of the month. And then let's look up and see where we're at in July and at the trade deadline. And if we're close to where we need to be, then we can have this conversation. But Braves fans, it's an illusion right now to be even talking about, well, when we get in the playoffs, we're not a playoff team.
And I understand. You know, guys are banking on the past. I just don't think the past is the prologue on this season where, you know, the Mets blew that big lead in 2022. But then again, the Braves turned around and did diddly in the NLDS.
Right.
So what's it mean? You know what I mean? Yes, it was a gritty effort to hang another pennant, but the only one that matters is the one at the end of the season. So people look at that and they say, look, 21 was, you know, dead on, you know, looked like they were dead on arrival before the All-Star break, and they were able to get it done. So I do understand they've shown resilience, and the Mets have shown the ability to totally gack it away. But I just don't think that's the case this year. By the way, I hope I'm wrong, because it's a lot more fun to talk about the Braves going on one of these win streaks and getting back in there than watching some of this direct baseball we've been stuck watching.
Yeah, I just think, Mike, I hit my limit this season. Every year it's different. When we're really good, my tolerance is a lot more. But when we've been bad and then we lost that game when we blew a six-game lead in the ninth inning, that was my ceiling for this team, because it just showed that all the things that I thought about this team, and I kept trying to fool myself, well, it's not that bad. It's not that bad. It was bad. And then we go on the road and lose and get swept by the Giants, and it got even worse. So it was one of those situations for me where I look at this team and I go, there's just too many things right now that we're trying to overcome, and I don't know if we're going to be able to. But if we are, you got to start now. 404-726-0929. I want to mention this. I don't know what you think about him, but I think he's 200% right. And when I saw this today, and actually I think he posted it yesterday, Robert Griffin III, RG3, he's going to be an analyst, by the way, on Fox this year, for those who don't know, and be doing college football stuff for them. But he said Michael Penix Jr. is going to be the breakout quarterback of the year in the NFL this year.
Hell yeah.
And it's kind of one of those throwaway comments, Mike, like, all right, who else do you think? No, he is going to be the breakout quarterback in the NFL this year. I totally believe this. And I don't think, Mike, that he's wrong about this. And what does that mean? Because some of you are going to say, okay, Dukes, does that mean we go to playoffs? Bank Bell, we're going to playoffs. Breakout quarterback means that he is going to shine in a way that is recognized by the league. We've got enough primetime games, right? Because here's the reality, guys. Penix could play his butt off. Defense falters, we still lose, right?
Right.
I mean, it's not always going to be the balls in his hands and we have 2 minutes to play. There are some games that we're going to need the defense to get a stop. Somebody's got to get off the field. So he could play great, but Mike, I think the primetime games are going to give him enough exposure that people around the country are going to recognize him enough to say, dude, like we felt about Jalen last year.
Right, and that's, you know, again, we can't cry over spilt milk. I won't. Wish he had been the starter from the jump and they'd just gone that direction, then you would be right up there in the conversation with Jaden Daniels. Somebody asked today, what do you think the ceiling is for Michael Penix Jr. on the internet? I said top five NFL quarterback.
I agree.
That's my ceiling, top five, which means he could be one of the best, if not. So he's shown you spurts and moments. I always go back, look, there's some great moments in the Carolina game. We just lost that game in a brutally bad defensive performance.
So is that's an example. Penix, go look at the numbers of that game. He showed up. He gave you a chance in the game offensively. Defense didn't do jack.
No, he did enough. You score 30-some-odd points in an NFL game, you're supposed to win that game. So he made the plays. We always go back to the kind of like alpha dog stuff where we always wanted more of that from Matt and Julio. And hopefully him and Drake do more of that stuff where Drake, he thought he got pass interference. He comes back and goes, I can beat this guy. And he goes, let's run it again. And they go right back to it. And you get the touchdown. And that never happens in the red zone for the Falcons. That's why I thought that's one of the plays that gives me a lot of excitement for this next season.
Yeah, and when Mike says top five, I'm with him. You can be a top five guy. How do you stay there? You got to be consistent,
mm-hmm.
right? We've talked about Lamar, and everybody wants to kill Lamar and what he wasn't. Is there any debate now that he's top three quarterback in the league and has been there for the last 4 or 5 years? Should have won another MVP last season? Like, it's getting there, and then you get the recognition, Mike, which Penix doesn't have, which is why this comment from Robert Griffin is so important, I think, because people aren't looking at us like that. People aren't looking at Penix that way. They're like, oh, Falcons blew it again right. outside of Atlanta. That's what they're thinking. And so here we come. And when it happens, everybody's going to be jocking him, Mike, and everybody's going to be talking about Penix, and then you're going to see the special reports on the pregame shows about Penix, and that is what we're talking about. That breakout year where you go, wow, we might have a star, and then if he excels that, then he'll get that star recognition.
The the game against the Commanders, that was a big stage. That's what I always go back to, because that's all I got to bank on. We didn't see him at all in the preseason. He only got one. And by the way, we got to ask Ra. What is this rotation going to look like? Are you going to have Michael Penix out there? I mean, I get the argument against, you know, a guy getting hurt, but I also think he needs mental reps and he actually needs the real reps. I mean, he is going to be out there in a non-contact jersey like all the quarterbacks when we have those joint scrimmages we're going to have this year, which I love. But I mean, to me, last year was a little disappointing. And I don't know if that had any bearing on when Cousins was, you know, sort of
wavering,
slipping
yeah.
and backsliding, that they didn't have more juice to be able to throw Penix in there. I don't know.
I don't either. 404-726-0929. You co-signing with me? Is he going to be the breakout quarterback of the year in the National Football League?
I mean, Caleb Williams could be the same guy, too, because they've surrounded him with excellent players. They got a genius of an offensive coach, and we'll see how Coach Ben Johnson does as head coach now coming from the Lions. But they put some effort, and they got studs at all the skill positions in Chi-Town.
No doubt. And by the way, if he has another bad year, I'm talking about Caleb Williams, people are going to start talking about bust, Mike.
Yes.
Because now you've been given everything you need, right? It's a different situation in Chicago with the expectations for Caleb Williams. Look, I think the talent's there. He's just got to live up to it. But last year was not a great year for Caleb Williams. But it wasn't a great year for a bunch of quarterbacks that we keep thinking, hey, he's going to be really good. I'll tell you, like, Herbert, Mike, I totally believe in. Like, I think Harbaugh and Herbert, they're coming, and they're going to be really good. And at some point here in the next 3 or 4 years, they're going to be playing for a Super Bowl. That's what I think about the Chargers. I don't feel the same way about Jacksonville with Trevor Lawrence.
He's got to stay
healthy. And I should, though.
No, he's got to stay healthy for a full season. That's why, you know, the guys at PFF, Pro Football Focus, had him, along with Kyle Pitts and others, as one of the top 10 guys with a lot of pressure on to perform. You know, it's make or break. Because, like, he's gotten that guarantee. They gave him you got your $50 million a year. Go earn it. And I understand the coaching situation was in flux. I was surprised that Peterson didn't do better down there. But you got to stay healthy. That's not coach's fault. You couldn't stay on the field. By the way, I found the numbers.
Yeah.
38 points the Falcons score against Carolina. His quarterback rating was 88.9, and he throws for 312 yards. Michael Penix, 21 of 38, a touchdown, two touchdowns, and a pick. And that's not bad when you threw it 38 times
Correct.
In that game.
Correct. And remember, that was his third game?
Right.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Like third game as a starter.
Right. Now, if that's game three to start the season, not the end of the year, you know, you're looking at that and you're going, man, boy, I can't wait to see him play next week. That was the last game of the season.
Right.
He did enough. And that's what we're talking about when we say, hey, it's going to be a breakout year for Michael Penix, man.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.